Welcome.
Well, you know, we're starting our, it's our second season now, Paul. Second season, can you believe that?
I cannot believe that.
I think it's been great. We were running some numbers the other day, and what we were up to, like, and I haven't checked them again. I know it's gone up, but the last count, it was like 600 listens to our podcast, which is impressive. Like, that's a lot of people actually, you know, tuning in and listening to our advice and our amazing guests. I'm super excited. Did you hear some of what's coming up for next year?
Yes. Yes, I have. Shortlisted is going to enter our second season with a lot of guests with all sorts of perspectives across that winning the business spectrum. Everybody from, well, we got independent consultants, defense contractors, some graphic designers and writers, some public speakers and coaches, and proposal capture managers, and they're from all over too.
Yeah, around the world.
International people?
Yeah.
How is that going to work? My God. I hope my time zones are in sync here.
Well, yeah, we all hope at some point we get our time zones in sync. But you know, we've got a question for everybody. I think it's a timely one. Should we roll that?
If you want, but I do want to talk about one thing I'm looking forward to in the coming year.
All right.
And you know, kind of our middle segment of Shortlisted has always been a little bit more, not necessarily all business. So the thing I'm looking forward to in the coming year is seeing some live performances in person. I already have tickets. I'm going to see Shania Twain. I'm going to see Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I'm going to see a couple of smooth jazz artists. I'm seeing a Mentalist and Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, I'm really proud of the lineup that we have for Shortlisted this year, but I am also very impressed by your lineup of entertainers.
Martin Shortlisted.
Martin Shortlisted. Well, and have you seen Only Murders in the Building, the show about podcasts?
I saw the first season but I don't have that streaming service, so
no. It's like,
I haven't seen the second season. And now I hear the third season's got Meryl Streep, for gosh sake.
I know. It's good stuff. And it's really, I think it's just such a testament to how popular podcasts are now and what a common media it is. It's really cool to see this, you know, even just in the last 10 years and in a decade, how it went from nobody ever even know, like ever heard, having heard of a podcast and have no idea what it is, to like everybody has a favorite podcast these days. Hopefully for some people,
yeah, it's shortlisted. Yeah. Well, you know, and it seems like we've become one nation under pod. So what's one thing you're looking forward to in the coming year, Heather?
Oh, you know what? I have to be honest, the question for GMC, I kind of resonate with it a little bit. But I'll save it, you know. So I think from the optimistic perspective, right, there is that sense of like new beginnings. I've got a lot of really cool stuff going on, a lot of new leadership roles that I've been able to take on. You know, I think I had mentioned that I was chosen as the chair of the Pride Affinity Group for APMP, which I'm super stoked about. I also got elected to the APMP International Board of Directors, which I am very excited to be able to take that more strategic view and really start, you know, exercising some of those muscles. And then closer to home in my job, I was chosen to be the one of the co-leads for our Women's Leadership Network. Wow. So another opportunity that you know, just ways that I'm hoping that I can help make the world a better place in my own little way.
I think you are achieving that. And I hope that for those board meetings, that you don't become bored of those meetings.
Never a dull moment in a board meeting.
No. So what's our Dear GMC question this time?
All right. So, Dear GMC, here it is now. For those of you, remember, Dear GMC is an opportunity for members to submit questions and get advice from people like Paul and I. So Dear GMC, I'm a little tired of hearing people say new year, new you. I'm all for new year resolutions and a fresh attitude, but I worked through the holidays and I had to meet some challenging proposal deadlines. It seems to happen every year. I never really get the chance to begin a new year with a clean slate. So what can I do next year to get ahead of the inevitable holiday proposals? Do you have any suggestions for ways to recharge or set goals after the new year's push?
That's a tough one. My suggestion is to kind of make it clear to the internal customers that you've got, I need to have a life.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some particular days that I'm going to be with family, or I'm going to be out of town, or I'm going to be celebrating the holidays, whatever, that I do not want to think about work. Mm-hmm. And so please, 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 the week before, get me anything you need me to do early in that week, so I can get it done and then enjoy my time away from the office. You know, the next year is the next year, and I will be back refreshed, ready to go, but not if I am spending all of my time with my family, not with my family.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's good advice. Anytime that you have stuff going on in your personal life, right, is to make sure that you're setting those boundaries and communicating clearly and often and upfront and, you know, setting the expectations so people know when you're going to be around. You know, I think part of this that I really identified with is, you know, the new year, new you, and this, like, there's these certain things, and I like, and I say this, like, birthdays and New Year's Eve, I am always at my crankiest because there's all of this pressure to have fun and it's going to be a new this and a new leaf. And I'm like, well, like, you know, we're talking about the difference between, you know, a minute here and a minute there. I'm not going to completely change who I am as a person, nor do I want to. So I tend to, you know, be a little cranky around those holidays. And so I can understand, you know, that feeling of like being tired of hearing that, especially when, you know, I think a lot of us work for companies that it goes real quiet during the holidays, except for those of us that have deadlines and end up working through the holidays, which I think it's good, like you're saying, Paul, to take that balance between the, you know, your family time and your celebration time. You know, I think a lot, like the December timeframe, there's a lot of really meaningful activities that we participate in. On the flip side, you know, thinking about suggestions for ways to recharge or set goals, I would say, like, why does the new year have to be the time that you do that? Maybe, you know, take a look at your sales cycle and find when your slow season is and have that be your work new year, right? Like that, you can reset it at any time. You can celebrate the close of your fiscal year or whatever in the way that you need to, so that you have that downtime to, you know, at least from a strictly work perspective, to reset and come up with your goals and your planning for the year and clean your desk, you know, whether it's a physical desk or your electronic desk. But like, there's no reason that has to be January 1st. You can do that any time of the year. You know, hopefully everybody in our industry has at least a little bit of a slow time every now and again.
Admittedly, that's great. And this has been a wonderful episode of Shortlisted, but an unusual one in that we didn't have a specific guest. This is a teaser for 2023. And we, if we're now on your final list of podcast favorites, and if you're interested in becoming a guest on Shortlisted, or you have a question that you'd like us to answer here in the Greater Midwest Chapter, just drop us a note on our website. That would be info@gmcapmp.org. To all those winning business out there, on behalf of me, Heather, and all of us in the Greater Midwest Chapter, we'll GMC you next time on Shortlisted.
Oh, I should probably do the disclaimer, right? We did give advice.
Disclaimer.
I got to do the disclaimer.
Yeah, do that disclaimer.
All right. A quick disclaimer and reminder, the advice offered in this podcast is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Use of this podcast is not intended to replace or substitute any financial, medical, legal, or other professional advice. This podcast, its hosts, and APMP GMC are not responsible for the outcome or results following any advice in any given situation. You and only you are completely responsible for your actions.
We hope one of those actions is to tune in next time on Shortlisted.
Happy New Year, everyone.